Why are we playing this, Bill? Somewhere you have a connection to this, don't you?
Well, the lyric is, listen. It is Flash, and we changed it to Ash. Kevin and I came into the sound studio, and we cut out the FL to make it Ash instead of Flash.
Oh, my goodness. Notice how I didn't say, oh, my God, because there's a priest
present. You can't do
present.
It with a priest in the room.
All right. First of all, we have Christian Kuhn, the lead pastor at Urban Village Church. You've been here for the last few years. Thank you for coming back.
Great to be back.
And you have brought with you a Catholic friend.
Father Tom Hurley, who is the priest at Old St. Pass. I've gotten to know him over the years, and I know every year good Catholics have good questions, and sometimes I'm at a loss, and so I thought it's good to bring in the Catholic backup.
And last year, I was hesitant to get your ashes because I didn't know if it would qualify as a Catholic cross made from ashes on my head. But it does.
And this is why I brought Father Hurley, because I can say it does, but, you know, some people like you aren't so sure, so you need the affirmation of a priest.
So, Father Tom Hurley, you're the pastor at Old St. Pat's.
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. I see you've been ashed already.
I have.
Is that the right verbiage?
I don't know what
the verbiage is on that. How do you say? You've already
blessed.
Received my ashes.
Yeah. So you both, in the instance of the ashes you brought up, you have both blessed these ashes just, again, for coverage reasons, correct? Is that right? Just to be safe.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
And the reason Christian's here is because each and every year you make ashes more attainable for a lot of people in the city. You have several locations where you're going to be administering ashes. You can go to urbanvillagechurch.org. There's also a Facebook page, Urban Village Church. Look for that.
Right.
Where are some locations and times you're going to be in the next hour or so?
Sure. And over the noon hour, we're going to be at Water Tower Place, so just north of here. And over the rush hour, 5 to 6 p.m., we'll be at the Shake Shack, River North Shake Shack. We'll be at the Roosevelt L Stop. We'll be.
Do you know that's torture? We can't have meat on Ash Wednesday, and Shake Shack has great burgers.
Fries and a milkshake, maybe.
Sure.
You could have.
Yeah. Last year, and actually, it was freezing last year as well, and they brought out hot chocolate for us. So we're Shake Shack all the way every year. So, yeah.
They have great
burgers. In case they're listening.
All right, Father Tom Hurley, being the Catholic pastor, we have a question that surfaced. Bill has heard this rumor, and really, you're the first person I heard it from. And then after you told me, everyone seems to know this.
All right. So as we know, you're not supposed to eat meat on Friday. Fish is the way to go. And the story that I had heard from several sources over the years was that somebody, somewhere along the line, one of the popes, his family was in the fish business, and they thought, what better way to drum up more business for the fish industry than to tell the Catholic people, you can't have meat, you must have fish. Could this possibly be true?
It could possibly be true. I've never heard that before.
So seriously? You're
one up on me on that one.
All right.
I have not heard that legend before. But
I hadn't either till Bill's starting these heathen lies.
that's a segment, Father, that we do on the show called Heathen Lies that I host usually on religious holidays.
Good luck, Bill. I'm getting out of here.
What was the story that you were told? Why would it be fish? Why would fish be the option?
My understanding of why we went to fish on Fridays is because meat was considered a luxury. And so the whole idea of Lent is that you're fasting from the luxuries. And so if meat was considered a luxury, then, you know, fish was the common man food.
Right. But if they were going to fast, wouldn't they go no food at all? Wouldn't that be
fasting was real serious, and that would be going without anything.
Yeah.
And mindful of Jesus's 40 days in the desert where he fasted. So he didn't have anything. But, fasting is a part of one of the one of the pieces of Lent.
Why is it called one fast if the time goes so slow when you are doing it? It should be called a slow and not a
Father
fast.
Father Hurley is never coming back.
I think this may be the only visit. I apologize.
But now Catholics traditionally didn't eat meat on Fridays all the time, correct?
All the time, right. Right. Because Friday, again, part of it was Friday was always considered associated with Good Friday.
Right.
And so the Lord's sacrifice. So therefore, if the Lord sacrificed, so we should sacrifice. So we fast from meat on Fridays. And now it's Fridays of Lent. And again, mindful of the fact that it was a luxury. So we fast from that. We fast from all sorts of different things, from chocolates and treats. And
right.
It's a time to kind of, you know, go without. Yeah. So that we're mindful that at Easter time, it's going to be this time of great fulfillment.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's what we had a CCD or religious ed teacher who called. And typically all the teachers of religious ed do it so they can get their kid there every week, because usually their kid is in their class. And he said he's learning as he's going. And basically, when you give something up for Lent and you go to reach for candy, if that's what you've given up, you think of what Jesus sacrificed and maybe say a little prayer. And that's just to keep you mindful of the whole, your Catholicism, basically. Does that make sense?
You should be teaching CCD.
Oh,
Wendy,
no.
Do it.
I can't get my
Wendy,
kid there.
Do it. Wouldn't that be something? Now, Wendy almost, I'm not tattling, Wendy's already told the story, but she almost accidentally had sausage today. Nothing catastrophic would have happened to her if she had accidentally had sausage. Yeah. Right?
I think it was chorizo. When
chorizo,
we were out
yes,
here.
To
chorizo,
be specific. Yeah. Yeah. And be I might have had a little chorizo juice on the rest of my scrambled eggs, because Kevin saved me. Thank you, Kevin. May
no
the
problem.
Lord be with you.
I'm here for that.
We were talking about exorcism, so maybe that would be
yeah. We could do
sauce.
One right here.
Right. Get rid of, fully cleanse from any chorizo.
Here's a stupid story that just entails my life. About 30 years ago, and I loved Popeye's chicken, and they had fantastic red beans and rice, and it was a Good Friday, and I thought, you know what, I can't eat chicken, but I'm going to get the red beans and rice. And I just got that, and I had it on the seat next to me. Someone cut me off in the car. I slammed on the brakes, uh-huh. and my red beans and rice went all over the carpeting on the passenger side.
Ooh.
And as I'm cleaning it up, I'm smelling something, and I said, that smells like bacon. I think there's meat in the red beans and rice, so I couldn't have had it anyway.
Hmm.
Oh, boy.
But now what if you eat meat by mistake?
Then you eat meat by mistake. It's called a mistake.
But
and
there
we,
was,
and we all make the mistakes.
Bill says I'm going to hell.
Yeah, Wendy is. You
well,
know
you
that.
Could be, but I have no idea about that.
But there was obviously some divine intervention with that car incident. Somebody from
Seems
upstairs
like
was
it.
Saying, I can't have Wendy eating bacon, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we should, again, Ash Wednesday, the Fridays of Lent, Good Friday. Yeah, we sacrifice.
Super Bowl
we don't
Sunday.
Eat.
No, wait, not Super Bowl Sunday. That's different. I'm sorry.
But, yeah. So, but let's face it. We all make mistakes, number one, and we forget. We do it. All of us do it. And
have you ever done it?
Yes.
Oh. Really?
Yes, on the air. Yes, I have. And it's been a while, but yes, there's every once in a while I'll forget. The other part of it is, though, we can't be so literal, you know? So, yes, we're doing this. It's a Lenten, you know,
tradition,
if you will. But what's the greater sin, to throw the meat away when there's poor people in the world?
That's
can't
a great
eat?
Point. That is a fantastic point.
See, there is something about being Catholic that makes me so proud, because when I don't go to church every Sunday. There, I said it. But every time I leave
church. We're open every Sunday.
I know you are. Every time I leave, it feels so good inside. And that's what faith is supposed to be, right? Whatever it is you believe in, or whomever it is, it's supposed to make you feel good. Is that really the bottom line?
I believe that. Reverend Kuhn believes that. That's why we... Our pastors, you know.
Feeling good and also challenged sometimes, too. They may kind of tweak your conscience sometime to think, and you really need to. So, for example, Father Hurley's example of a great, you know, if I'm giving something up, sometimes also thinking, what am I taking on? Am I adding a practice, for example, during the Lenten season? So it's not just I'm withholding from everything, but perhaps I'm adding some prayer or journaling or something else into my life to help me beyond Lent.
I say my prayers every night before I go to bed. Every night. It's just become a habit. I do the sign of the cross, and I do my sign off, which mm-hmm. I've done for so long. God bless
sign
Mom,
off, you
Dad,
say, like,
Betsy,
this is Wendy,
Susie,
over and out.
Chris.
Wendy Snyder, WGN News.
But so, you say it for so out. Many years, and you bless particular people in your family that it just rattles off. I mean, I even go, May, Ty, Lucky, Nosy, my rabbits.
Oh, okay.
You do all these things, and every night I say my prayers, and it's difficult for me to fall asleep if I don't say my prayers. Unless I've been drinking, maybe.
Oh, no.
Occasionally, I forget.
The sins keep piling up, gentlemen. I don't understand it. More
We've
Ash
got a
talk.
List going on over here.
Keep the list going. More Ash Talk next.
All right. Christian Kuhn and Father Tom Hurley. Christian is the lead pastor at Urban Village Church. And basically, we brought Christian up because ashes have gone mobile again this year. And we'll tell you how you can find out where. Father Tom Hurley, pastor at Old St. Pat's, you will be accompanying Christian today? Or just here for this interview?
I think we're both pretty busy. He's on the road, and I'm over at Old St. Pat's. And we've been doing ashes since 7 a.m. this morning.
Wow.
And we'll go till 7 p.m. tonight.
Look at that.
I'll give you I don't know specific numbers, because nobody has the specific numbers, but I have read multiple times that Ash Wednesday is the day that more people will go to church or receive ashes than any other day, including Christmas and Easter.
Don't you think because that's their chance to start again for a new beginning?
That's wonderful. That's great theology right there. It's starting again.
Wendy needs to teach a CCD class.
She really should.
She really does.
All right, we'll take a break. 312-981-7200. It's Ash Wednesday here on 720 WGN.
It's us. It's Bill and Ash Wendy. Welcome to the show. Glad that you're here.
You know, I am talking to Father Tom Hurley from Old St. Pat's Church, and I feel like I'm leaving Christian Kuhn out of the mix this year because you bring a Catholic, and that's where I go. But Christian, I got to ask you, you're the lead pastor at Urban Village Church, and this is unidenominational, multi...
It's United Methodist.
Oh, it's a Methodist church. So who besides Catholics... It's not just the Methodists. It's not just the Catholics. Are there other religions that get ashes on Ash Wednesday?
Sure. A lot of strands of Protestantism do. The Lutherans, I know, Episcopalians for sure, Presbyterians. So there are a number of denominations that will be doing Ash Wednesday today.
And Lutheran, I'll direct this question to Father Tom from Old St. Pat's. I feel like I'm on the dating game. Pastor number one. So Lutherans, I have a girlfriend who's Lutheran and she keeps trying to say, come my way. It's the Lutherans are Catholics, but it's better, but it's very similar, right?
It's like switching cell phone providers.
You know, all it is for her is because, priests can get married. That's what means something to her. They are very similar, aren't they?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. We're part of the Christian family. You know, all of us are. And it's just being expressed in different ways. So for your friend, obviously her church and the Lutheran experience is something that really speaks to her. And it's
whatever works for you.
Well.
Right?
It's wherever God is calling you, I believe.
You can figure that out. And, you know, I was telling Father Hurley off the air, he's from Old St. Pat's, that I know a bunch of priests that move me now because priests are very approachable and easy to talk to. The days of the old crotchety, crabby priest, they're gone.
What are you talking about?
They were gone.
But aren't most religions trying to be more progressive? Look, we just said moments ago, you're giving ashes at Shake Shack. That wouldn't have happened a couple of decades ago. You wouldn't have gone out and done something like that. But every religion realizes that you got to not just maintain, but bring on more people, right?
I think so, yeah. And just to... statistics are showing that in some traditions that fewer and fewer people are coming to worship. And so we are looking at ways that how can we be relevant? How can we be a place of faith where people are? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll be entering buildings. We actually rent spaces in all kinds of different places like theaters. We rent space in a nursing home to have worship in addition to churches and buildings too. And so just trying to find ways to make us be approachable.
And Catholicism, in my opinion, has always been the strictest, I think, of the religions. And you would have to dress up for church on Sunday. I go to St. Francis Xavier in LaGrange, and I'm telling you, they don't care if the kids come in their soccer uniforms before they go to practice or in a baseball uniform. The bottom line and what makes me want to go to church is it's more approachable. It's easy. You go when you go, and you don't have to wear the old suits and ties. Old St. Pat's a little different, or come one, come all?
You know, I think at the heart of it, it's, and I totally agree with Reverend Kuhn, you know, it's about approachability. It's also about hospitality. You know, the people, if we don't hear it once, we hear it multiple times a week. It's the whole idea of, do people feel welcome in our houses of worship? And I think that's the main ingredient, you know, is that people have to feel welcome, that not only are we approachable as ministers, but likewise, God is approachable. You know, God is approachable even with all of my bumps and bruises, with my successes and my failures, you know? And so I think that's really important. I think, you know, I think we need to be careful a little bit. I do believe that there are communities where, kids are on their way to a baseball game or whatever. Yeah.
In my mind, though.
I don't care. If people come, I mean, we have so many young adults that come, especially to our 5 o'clock on Sundays.
Yeah.
And in the summers, you know, you see everything. People coming in shorts and flip-flops and everything else. And yeah, that doesn't faze me at all. But I think it's also a little bit different, you know, culturally. You know, I know that if you're going down to, you know, St. Sabina's, I mean, you know, folks are dressed to the nines, you know.
Mm.
So,
that's
culturally, it's very, very important. And so, again, it's it comes from a certain spirit, I think a certain culture, I think a certain way we've been raised that, you know, first of all, you give God your best. And I think for a lot of folks, that's reflective in apparel, you know, so you give God your best, you give God your Sunday best. And we always used to talk about wearing your Sunday best.
The Sunday go to meeting clothes every day we're supposed to do that?
Well,
I think, yeah, for some. But I think for others, so long as we're there and we give God our best in terms of praise and prayer and attention, you know, I think that's important.
How about the new Pope? You guys both liking him because he seems pretty great.
Two thumbs up for me, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Christian, you too.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. I've talked to so many of my friends, like Reverend Kuhn and others, rabbis and ministers and whatnot. I mean, I love the way that people say we love our new Pope. You know,
it happens a lot.
This guy is really a pope for the world.
So I mean, progressive.
He's just a breath of fresh air. Yeah. Well, he's got a great pastoral heart.
Yeah, he exudes hospitality. I mean, the word that you used. People, I think my sense is just feel like they can approach him and with wherever they're coming from. And so that's a great way for us to think about faith, to think about God.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, going to confession when I was younger, I should go more frequently to that too. You know, there was a partition where you couldn't see the priest's face. And then I remember the first time that you had to speak face to face with the priest and you're thinking, oh, how am I ever going to do that? But that's what I'm telling you, being Catholic, priests have changed. They're much more approachable. So you guys are doing a great job.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Wendy brings in a coupon for Hail Marys. Like, she'll go, I've got a 50% off Hail Mary coupon. Is that still usable? I've never heard of that.
If you'd like to
look
get
on the back, see if there's an expiration date.
If you'd like to get ashes today, you can always go visit Father Tom Hurley. He's the pastor over at Old St. Pat's Church. OldSt.Pat's.org is the website for all the. Are there just masses, or are you distributing ashes as well?
Yeah, ashes are being distributed between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Masses, we already had them at 7, 8:30 with the school kids, 12:10, 5:30 this evening.
But you can go in and get ashes anytime all day?
Yes, absolutely, anytime.
How convenient. And Christian Kuhn, lead pastor at Urban Village Church. You can go to urbanvillagechurch.org or their Facebook page, Urban Village Church. And you're going to be out and about at the Shake Shack.
Water Tower Place, lots of L-stops throughout the city today.
All right. Well, I want to say bless you, but Bill says I can't unless
you
sneezed.
Wendy does have the ability. You can bless her. She can't bless you, can she? It's confusing. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Steve's got us the news next. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
And also with you.